wrestling match. Vayeovek ish imo ad alois hashochar. The Torah actually mentions this term, alois hashochar, until the shochar. Shochar means the morning. And it's a very hard term to define. What exactly is called alois hashochar? Vayomer shalcheini. And he said, and then he said to the, he said, the Malach said to Yaakov, release me, let me return to Shamayim. So the wrestling match took place until Ad Alois HaShocha.
Why? Does this mean from these words what? That Yaakov was aware that he was fighting a Malach?
That's a big topic of discussion. Okay, that's a big topic. Dr. Friedman was zeichet to see you today. In video. Baruch shechiyonu v'kimanu v'choyu einecha royis esmerecha. It's good, keep it on. It's good, it's good. You make me nervous. You look, Baruch Hashem, very good. Okay, we have over here, we have over here, Ad Alois HaShochar. Alois HaShochar. Now, what's the rush? Where is the Malach? Well, the Malach has a day job. The Malach has to catch a train, get on the Q train to make it to Midtown. It's a ghost town, Midtown. What's the rush? Ad Alois HaShochar Gadam Kivasikin. So Rashi says, my time has come to say Shira. I've been created, and my tafkid is to sing Shira, whatever. It's not so clear what all of these things mean. But I got a job, that's right. I do have a day job. My day job demands that I sing Shira, and there is a time in Shemayim when the Shira must be said. And that time, it parallels, we have a right to assume, that the times in Shemayim, however these things work, correspond to the times here on this world. And if on this earth it is now Alois HaShachar, day has begun, so my day job in Shemayim begins. In Shemayim there's a day and a night, just like there's a day and a night here on earth. In fact, the day and night in Shemayim is dependent upon when we observe day and night on earth. And if here in this world it's now day, that means my day job begins to sing Shira in Shemayim. Now the assumption is the Shira of this Malach was meant to be said by day. And being here on earth, it's now Alois HaShochar, day has begun, I must get to work immediately. Now this is an indication, it's probably the first indication, at least explicitly in the Torah, and not explicit, but it's a pretty nice raya, that the day begins with Alois HaShochar. Alois HaShochar clearly is not sunrise. Because sunrise, if it meant sunrise, it would say that the sun has come above the horizon. Who says day begins with Alois HaShochar? Today, LaHalacha, if Obam Shulchan Aruch, we accept Alois HaShochar to be 72 minutes before the sun rises. That's what we call Alois HaShochar. It's pitch black dark outside. You need to be almost a scientist. You need to have exceptionally blessed eyes and need to be in a place where there's no pollution and there are no buildings, there are no impediments in your way in order to detect that there is a there's a ray of light in the sky on the east side that's coming from the sun. The average person, today's modern world, probably 99% of the population today has absolutely no inkling that the day has begun exactly 72 minutes before sunrise today, because our eyesight is not all that great. Even people who have great eyesight, it's not so great to detect this teeny little difference in the color of the horizon. And certainly today, when there is so much pollution, and certainly today when there are buildings, which you can't even see across the street, forget about seeing way out ahead in into the far distant to see the sun rising. So what? You're going to tell me that Alois, the day begins at 72 minutes before sunrise? Lo nitna Torah lemalachei hasharis. Maybe this is good for the Sar Shel Esav, The Sar Shel Esav, he says, now it's Alois HaShachar, I have to be back and say Shu because my Shira is said by day. Shira we sing by day, and now the day has begun. But why is it indeed true that for us, Lahalocha, any mitzvah that must be done by day can be done? You fulfill your biblical obligation by doing the mitzvah even 72 minutes before sunrise. On Rosh Hashanah, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa once a year to blow shofar. If you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah 72 minutes before sunrise, you blow just 9 sounds, tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, the three, not the right order, you do 9 sounds, you've been yoytzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of tekiah shofar on the day of Rosh Hashanah, even though you've done this 72 minutes before the sun has come above the horizon, and as far as the average person in the world will tell you, it's in the middle of the night. If you take the Dalet Minim, Lulav Neshek, 72 minutes before sunrise, you mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. If you put on tefillin at that time, tefillin is everything. Here, yeah, tefillin is a little more complicated. Because it says Varohu Kolan, that's what I want to get to. I want to get to the complicated cases. But generally speaking, when it comes to Lulav and Esreg, you yoytze. There's no question about it. Lulav and Esreg, you are yoytze. Tekiah Shofar, you are yoytze. If you Megillas Esther, you are yoytze. If you daven Shmoine Esrei, you daven the Amida, that's only the Midrabanan. Midrabanan to daven in their tefillos, you are yoytze. If the Korbanos are offered, the Tamid Shel Shachar, if they don't offer it normally that early, but if they do offer it that early, yoytze. What's going on? Why is that called day? So the answer is basically it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You need to come on to a halacha l'moshe m'sinai because we have to appreciate a principle in halacha le'nitna Torah le'malachi hasharis. The Torah was not given to angels; it was given to human beings. A human being has certain senses which are not precise, and you have to go look at the average person. The average person can really begin to detect and appreciate that the day has begun at this moment in time, even though a scientist, even though an expert under the most ideal conditions, can detect the day has begun. Okay, these are people who are yechidei segula. These are the exceptions to the rule. Yet they are the ones that are going to determine the halacha for the common man that is yoytze all the mitzvahs to oraisa. Yeah, that's an incredible chiddush. That's part of the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. The day beginning is determined by experts. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for the cup of coffee. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh
Bidvarai. Amen. I think the reason for that is because many times, and the farmers are getting up at Alot
HaShachar. They get earlier.
And they start to work. I was in the army. The day started Alot HaShachar. Sometimes
it's literally. No, but it's even earlier.
That's it. So that's why. And the Chachamim, they figure what when is Alot HaShachar because they have to daven before they go to work. So they go the earliest.
Earliest time. It's a matter of practicality. Agricultural society. Okay, but Kreis HaGever. We make a brach every single day. Nosan la sechvi vina lehavchin beyam vein loyla. That Hashem gave intelligence to the tarnagol, to the rooster, to crow. The tarnagol crows way before Alois HaShachar. Okay, I don't know what time it crows, but it's like almost in the middle of the night. The tarnagol is already making noise long before 70, maybe it's even 100 minutes before sunrise. So that's an amazing thing. Obviously the tarnagol, this little creature that we don't really ascribe too much intelligence, has an internal clock that is off the charts because there's absolutely no light. And yet the tarnagol, it's a matter of keeping calculation of time. And that's really what that bracha is all about. That bracha is not really about light. It's about the ability to appreciate time. Hanoisein la sechvi, the sechvi is the tarnagol. It crows literally in the middle of the night. There's no light whatsoever. How does he know how to crow? Because a sechvi is a creature that knows how to appreciate time. When you wake up in the morning, the most important thing is to appreciate the gift of time, the most valuable asset in this world, and not to waste it on narishkeit. That's the bracha of anos l'sechvi. That's not a matter of light. There is no light at that point in time. The first moment of light is for the individuals. Is alis hashachar 7 to 2 minutes. But that is something that only can be determined by an expert under the most ideal conditions. And the Musar Haskel is the day represents geula. It represents redemption. That's what the day is all about. When it comes to geula, the ones that are going to lead us to geula are experts. The Melech HaMashiach, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, the Kohen Gadol, the Gedol Yisrael. The Musa Haskell, that the day begins with Alois HaShachar, a moment in time that only can be determined by unique individuals under the more optimal conditions, is a teaching of Chazal, that this is an exception to the rule of Lo'nid Ter L'malach HaYashareis, that redemption, Geula, is something which you have to follow the leader. The day, when you go into your day, the average person is not in charge. Person has to connect to the experts. Who are the experts? The chachamim. They are the ones who have been able to detect that the day indeed has begun at this moment in time. Okay, now this is the first point I want to make. Now let's go, I just want to bring out a number of points about the day. And we'll try to make it basic. The goal is that when we're all finished, we should be so confused that we'll never look at the day the same way again. Shulchan Aruch has, in the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, he writes something which is the subject of a lot of discussion when he describes the beginning of the day. And it's quite an important statement. Okay, it's a Shulchan Aruch Simen Peites, the first chelik of Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Shulchan Aruch Simen Peites, the beginning of Simen Peites. Le'inyin tefilas zeman shacharis, the tefila of shacharis. Now, lahalacha, even though I told you that the day begins, I want to take a step back a little bit before we read this mechaber. Even though we just discussed this principle, the day begins, Allah Shach, 7 to 2 minutes, there is a big, big debate amongst the Achroinim, probably is traced back to the Rishonim, if it's ideal to do mitzvahs before sunrise. I told you before, if you blow shofar 72 minutes before sunrise, there's no one that's going to tell you that you will not yet say the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar midaraisa. However, there are many opinions that hold it's not ideal. Any mitzvah that you're supposed to do by day, ideally, you should do it after sunrise. Why? Because since in the eyes of man, you can spin this many different ways, and the Achrayim that discuss this, they actually do, to a human being, when you do a mitzvah by day, what is day? Day means vadayoyim. There's no confusion. The sun is here. The sun is out. It's explicit. Just because the sky has been lit up because the sun is 10 minutes out. Okay, the sun's about to rise. And when the sun is 10 minutes away from rising, the whole sky already is full of light. That's not called day. Day, the full dosage of day, is when the sun is above the horizon. You can see the ball of the sun. So even though you can dive in 72 minutes before sunrise, it's not ideal. You should really wait to dive in until the Shmona Esrei, Lechatchila, until after the sunrise. If you can't do that, so do it at least, dive in at least when it's light outside. Davening, according to Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to read the words in a few moments, davening Shacharis, the Shemona Esrei, 72 minutes before sunrise, is not something you should do every single day. You only should do this B'Shas HaDchak, when you're in a difficult situation, you're in a rush, you have to go somewhere, then you can do it 72 minutes. But if you do have some more time on your hands, you can rearrange your schedule, it would be ideal to daven the Shemona Esrei with Kivos Sikin when the sun rises. If you can't do that, so then you can daven before. But at least daven the Shemona Esrei lechatchila when the sky has been lit up. And other mitzvahs, oh, Mishayakir, and Mishayakir, but even Mishayakir is not ideal according to some. The Iker is when it's Zricha is sunrise, Mishayakir Chavera, when you can recognize your friend who you're ruggle with at a distance of Dalet Amos, 6 feet away, you can recognize him. That's another time of cold day. And I'll just give you an example of some of the Paiskim over here. Let's give you some, the Bal HaCharedim. Okay? There's a parish from the Charedim, he's a Rishon. And he's really going on a Yerushalmi in Brachos, and he writes very clearly that lichatchila mehatoyra lasois mineit sachama, all mitzvahs, lulav, shofar, davening, everything that lichatchila should be done after sunrise. Now we don't necessarily accept that. This is a Rishon. And there are many who echo his words. The Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayi says, he writes his words here, Amasha Omar, this is the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnayi, the Masech de Megillah, Umasha Omar v'chulon, every single mitzvah, she'osu misha'ola amur ha'shachar yotza, l'misha ovar v'osa, be'es hatzore ha'godol, only when absolutely necessary. Aval hamaaseh gomur. These are very unusual words. This is the Rambam. The Rambam pretty much echoes the words of the Charedim. Aval hamaaseh hagomur. For something to be considered a complete maaseh, hu achar neitz hachamo, after sunrise. That's what the Rambam says. Rashi appears to disagree. Rashi says that he elaborates that Rashi says that the reason why lechatchila we do not do things after alois hashachar, it's a gezerah. If you start doing things too early in the morning, you may not realize it's not yet even alois hashachar. Because anyway, what's the difference? Alois hashachar, it's dark for the average person. So you start, you do a mitzvah, you blow shofar, you take the lulav, and you think it's already alois hashachar. So Rashi says, don't do it. You know why you should not do it? Because today, maybe you have an atomic clock that tells you exactly what time it is, but tomorrow you may not have an atomic clock. You may be relying upon another instrument, and it might be off by a few minutes. And since it's dark outside, either way, it doesn't make a difference. You will fool yourself into thinking you were mekayim the mitzvah, when in truth, you didn't do the mitzvah altogether. You were not yotzei the mitzvah. So Rashi's words are, it's a gezerah. It's a protection. Chazal instituted that ideally you should not do the mitzvahs from alois hashachar. You should wait until it gets light. Now getting light, there are different opinions on how much light. Do you actually need sunrise, or is it sufficient where the sky has been lit up, it lights up, Mishayakir, even 40 minutes before sunrise, it depends what part of the world you live in, 40 minutes, 30 minutes, before, 35 minutes before sunrise, already there's plenty of light outside. Rashi seems to indicate, at least is the way Rabbi Dvorkis analyzed the words of Rashi versus the Rambam, the Charedim, and his other collections, that Rashi learns, there is no question that after Alois HaShachar, if you do a mitzvah, it is called a ma'aseh gomor. It is a complete ma'aseh. No ands if or buts. The act is complete. The day has begun. Shalcheni ki ola hashochar. The malach has to serve in Shemayim. And Shemayim, they know when day is. It's day. The ma'aseh is a ma'aseh gomor. The reason why we tell you, don't do this on an everyday basis. Only when it's in Shas HaTzarech. Is because you may one day make a big mistake. You may, by mistake, do it before Alois HaShachar. There's nothing holding you back, because anyway, it's all the same. That's not what the Rambam says. That's not what the Haredim say. The Haredim say that even if you know for sure that it's past Alois HaShachar, it's not called a Ma'aseh Gomor. Incredible words. It's not called, it's, he writes the Haredim, it's not called Yom Gomor. And the Rambam says it's not called, your mitzvah is not called a ma'aseh, ha-ma'aseh gomor. In other, okay, so we'll leave it with those three.
Okay. But if you're Rambam, is it kosher? I mean,
yes, yes, the Rambam says beferish, it's good.
The what?
It's a strange concept. It's, Rambam says it's day. The Rambam says, again, his words are, Umasha Omar, this is the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayis, Perik Beis, the beginning of Perik Beis, the Masechta Megillah. Umasha Omar, it says in Chazal, it says in either Mishnah or Gemara, I don't know where he's quoting from. Umasha Omar, the Kulon Sheosu Mishaolo Amud HaShachar Yotza, you have fulfilled your obligation, he writes, that's only Bidiyeved. Lemi Sheovar, he already did the act, the osa be'es hatzorech, at a time of need, hagodol, for es hatzorech hagodol, avol hama'aseh hagomur. The Rambam is being mechalek, something very, very, very delicate. You can do a mitzvah, at this time of the day, it's not called a ma'aseh gomur. You say, you get credit, but it's not called a ma'aseh gomur. But after it gets light, then it's called Ma'aseh Gomor. What does that mean? It's something in the middle. The Haredim, he says that it's not called Yom Gomor. It's called, Alois HaShachar is called Yom. But it's not called Yom Gomor until sunrise. He goes so far to say sunrise. The Rambam doesn't say sunrise. Does the Rambam hold Yinimamish sunrise? Maybe the Rambam holds Amishayakir. Here in America, in New York, I think everyone holds already 35 minutes. Look, there are a lot of different, it's not so clear Mishayakir. There are many different opinions about Mishayakir. It's not at all a clear Zman, but 35 minutes for sure. 35 minutes, I'm forgetting, maybe even 25 minutes, I'm already forgetting all the numbers. There are different opinions. What is called Mishayakir when already there's light, there's already enough light in the sky, you're not going to make these mistakes anymore. It's clear as day that it's already, it's no longer night. You can already sense that the day has begun. So we have here a fundamental machlokes between Rashi, the Rambam, and Haredim, with regarding when does the day really begin? This week's parasha, the Malach says, I'm out of here. Shalchein ki ola hashachar. I got a day job. My day job begins Alois HaShachar. And Alois HaShachar, In our understanding, means the very first time a human being can possibly, under the most ideal conditions, can detect that the day has begun. And that is accepted to be at 72 minutes before sunrise. Under the most ideal conditions possible, on a beautiful day, there are no clouds in the sky, there's no pollution, and there are no buildings in the way, then, and I guess you're also not on top of a mountain, and you know, Yerushalayim, you got a big problem. Because in Yerushalayim, you can't see straight out. Because Yerushalayim, sunset on the west. See, sunset, you really can't see the sun go all the way down because it's blocked by mountains. So these are all very big questions. How do you determine these issues? Do you determine from the lowest part of the earth or from where you stand, where you sit? These are all very vague questions. But to make things even more complex, we have the Machlokes Rashi, the Rambam, the Haredim. When really does the day begin? Everyone has to accept the fact that it begins at 72 minutes before sunrise, at least to some degree. And you yoytzei all the mitzvot b'di'evit. But l'chatchila not. Why l'chatchila not? Rashi, gezeira. It's a gezeira. But if you really know on the dot, you have an atomic clock, and you know for sure, so then you're okay. But according to the Rambam, you're not okay. It's not called, your mitzvah is not called a ma'aseh gomor. And according to the Haredim, he says it a little bit differently. He says it's not yet a yoim gomor. Is the Haredim and the Rambam the same thing? I don't know. Okay, now, we have already so far the Rashi, Rambam, and the Haredim. Now let's make things more confusing.
There is another time that they used to stand in Beit HaMikdash and look towards Hebron. It's a Meshi'ir HaMizrach.
Right, it's a later point. So that's another Zman, another element in Zman. Now let's now go now to Shulchan Aruch, to the Beis Yosef. Let's see what he says. He says something which has really brought out all of the troops. He says, Zman Tfila Shachris, okay, he writes, Imispalel Shachris, if you daven Shachris, Misha'olah Amur HaShachar, V'he'ir, exactly what you have said of common, V'he'ir Pnei HaMizrach Yotza.
Nates.
No, it doesn't say Nates. Nates is sunrise. Nates is sunrise. He says, if you daven Shachris, Misha'olah, after it has come up, the Amud, the pillar of the Shachar, and then he says more words. V'he'ir Pnei HaMizrach. And the Mizrach, the ponim of Mizrach, has been illuminated. Yotza, Yotze B'di'evit. Now, everyone now is very disturbed. The Beis Yosef was extremely precise. What is the difference between Ola Amur HaShachar and the next term called Heir Pnei HaMizrach? The average person assumes they're exactly the same. It's not Mishra Yaakov, because this is much earlier. Because you quoted from the Gemara Masechta Yoma, there it talks about Heir Pnei HaMizrach. The assumption, what does that mean? The Gemara says that as soon as they saw the first drop of light, they would bang on a very loud instrument to wake, to send a signal, let's get the show on the road. Let the shechita begin. Let's get the animal, let's get, everyone was in position. They woke up in the middle of the night. All of the Kohanim woke up in the middle of the night. They opened up, there was a whole ceremony, they opened up the door, everyone got in position. And they're now waiting very patiently to get the signal. What's the signal? There was a Kohen on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, looking to the east, looking for a drop of light. And as soon as he saw a drop of light, he took a stick and he gave a zetz on some type of chandelier. It's not even clear what this was. And it made this loud noise. And that was the signal to the Kohen to do the Shechita. Now, before he did the Shechita, there was a ceremony. He asked, they would say, Barakoi, which means there's a drop of light, like a barak, like a lightning bolt. I see a sliver of light, Barakoi. And then they would ask him, really? Are you sure? Heir, Pnei HaMizrach? And he would say, yes. And then they would continue. So the Rambam, the Mechaber, he puts the two together and he says, Barakoi, there's a drop of light, and Heir Pnei HaMizrach. He says, that's the earliest moment of when the day has begun. But that's not the ideal time to daven Shacharis. He doesn't get into this whole topic. He doesn't talk about the Rambam and about the Haredim and about Rashi. Is it only Bidiyevet because of a Gezerah? Is it a Bidiyevet because it's not Yom Gomer? He doesn't get into that. He doesn't want to talk about that. All he says is just the raw halacha. If you daven Shacharis, Shmone Esrei, after Aleis HaShachar, and Heir Pnei HaMizrach. So the question is, why did he have to say two terms? Why couldn't he just not confuse us and say Misha'ola Amud HaShachar? Or just say Misha'heir Pnei HaMizrach? Why did he have to add two terms? What's going on over here? Are they the same? Is the second, maybe Heir Pnei HaMizrach means it's a later moment in time when there's a drop more light? If that's the case, so he should say that if you daven Shacharis after it was Heir Pnei HaMizrach, again, what does he mean to say? So the simple answer is, you want to learn a very balabatish, it's the same thing. He's being poetic. He's just taking all the terms of the Gemara and putting them all together into one expression. It's all the same. It's all the same thing. It's exactly the same moment called Olam HaShachar and Her Pnei HaMizrach. Now the problem is, with that, the Elia Rabba, okay, the Elia Rabba is quoted by the Mishnah Berurah almost every other line, and he says, there's another term. There's another term called Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach. In the Gemara, in fact, it says they asked the Kohen, the person on the roof, is it Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach? So there's another Zman. Let me read you Ula, Me'eli Rabba, Simpetes Mashma, Acheres, the Mechalik Bedvar Ben Heir HaMizrach Bestam, Shuzman Alois HaShachar, he understands that Heir HaMizrach is exactly Alois HaShachar, and the Gemara's term, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, is a later time. Lebein Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach, which is a little bit later, and if a person in Mispal Acha Alois HaShachar, Lo Yotza, Afil B'Diyev Kozman Shadayim Lo Heir Kol Pnei HaMizrach, and he's Chod, the Eli Rabba disagrees. The Eli Rabba comes along to basically disagree with the Mechaber and holds that it's not yet the morning. In order to be Yotze, and this is why we're getting an appreciation of what it says in the Mechaber, he holds that in other words, there are different Madregot in Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar on its own, this is what we're trying to take away, and we're going to go even further, but we're trying to take away from the following Chiddush. We assume that Alois HaShachar is the earliest possible moment when a human being under ideal conditions can detect a drop of light in the sky. It's one moment. And now we have a question, that's called day, and you can do the mitzvos only b'diavad, either it's a gzer or it's not vadayam. No. Alois HaShachar is not a moment. This is a very important chiddush, because we're living in the 21st century, and we're all trained in the scientific method. And when you're trained in the scientific method, everything has to be extremely precise. A second, everything has to be down to a second. Today they give you the calendars to know the zman of the latest time when you can say Kriya Shema. They don't just tell you, when I was a kid, the latest time to say Kriya Shema is approximately a quarter after 9, approximately. Then they put up these big signs, it's 9:12. What do you mean approximately a quarter after 9? 9:12. And now if you notice, it's 9:12 and 3 seconds. And now if you take notice, they tell you, first of all, they tell you exactly where you are, because now everyone has a smartphone. So the smartphone can detect your precise location. If you live in Borough Park, it's not the same as living in Flatbush. If you go down in Israel Midwood, you're distant, from the shul across the street by a small amount. And they'll tell you 9:12, 3 seconds, and 0.002 of a second, like the Olympics, telling you bidiyuk exactly when the day starts. We are brainwashed in this mentality that everything has to be defined with precision down to the to a mashahu. And memela, when you take that a concept and you look at Rit Shulchan Aruch and it says Alois HaShachar, Alois HaShachar means there's a second when it's accepted that the naked eye under ideal conditions can detect a drop of light in the sky. That's called Alois HaShachar, is one moment. We take out of the discussion of the Mechaber and the Elia Rabba a Chiddush. It's not correct. Alois HaShachar is a period of time. It is maybe a minute, maybe it's 5 minutes, maybe it's 3 minutes. It's not a second. It is not a second. It is not a split second running the Olympics when two people are coming over the finish line and you have cameras are able to detect, to crazy numbers exactly who came over the finish line first. No, that's not what it is. Alois HaShachar, you walk away from this Chiddush, it is a Tukufa. It is a period of time that spans either 5 minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes. In the Tukufa of Alois HaShachar, there is a starting point called Heir Penei HaMizrach and a time called Heir Kol Penei HaMizrach. Along comes the Mechaber and he says a tremendous Chiddush. The Gemara has a conversation. There's a lookout on top of the roof. Barkoi! He gives out a shout. Barkoi, I see there a drop of light. In other words, Shalcheini ki Ola HaShachar. By the way, side point, if it's Ola HaShachar, the Malach is too late. He's already late for work. You have to be on the job at the beginning, right? If Alois HaShachar is a precise moment in time, then the Malach is already late. So you should have said to Yaakov Avinu 5 minutes ago, it takes me 5 minutes. You know, you think I'm a malach? I got to go gear up. I got to put on my boots. I got to put on my gartel. You know, I get the omer today. The malach, the sar shel Esav, should say to Yaakov, you know, it takes me some time to put on the gartel, to put on my hat, to wrap my pace, to go to mikveh before. You got to give me 5 minutes. I got to be there. If now it's ki olah hashachar, you're late. No, we're making a very big mistake. Alois hashachar is a zman. It's a make-believe, it's a five-minute zman. There is the beginning of the zman, and there is the end of the zman. The dilemma is, when does the day begin? So the Gemara there says, Barkoi, the kohanim are not satisfied. They say to him, Heir, I don't remember what the Gemara says. Heir, whatever it says there. Heir, Penei, Kol HaMizrach, whatever it says there. What are they asking questions? He told you, Barukoi. No. Excellent. We've entered into the zone of Alois HaShachar. Who cares? We need a certain moment, a certain threshold in Alois HaShachar for it to be considered day. Is it Heir HaMizrach? Is it Heir Kol Penei HaMizrach? Yeah, oh, okay, fine. Alois HaShachar does not mean you're ready to go. Alois HaShachar is not enough. It just means that there is a Zman when you can see a drop of light, but guess what? It's not necessarily the beginning of the day. It's a zman, but it's not yet yoin. In order to be yoitzei bidi eved, you have to be in Alois HaShachar, past the threshold of Alois HaShachar that is necessary. And we have here a machloikis between the Mechaber and the El Yerabo. In the Tukuf of Alois HaShachar, how far is the threshold that the day has begun? So that we can say at least Yoytzei Shachris B'di'evet. According to the Rashi, it's not only B'di'evet, it's a Lachatchil, it's a Gzeira. And according to the Rambam, it's not called Yom Gomor, but it's at least you're already there. The Mechaber adds in some very critical words. Mish'ol Amor HaShachar and V'he'ir Penei HaMizrach. It's very nice, it's now Alois HaShachar, but Alois HaShachar is not enough. It's still night. You need to come to the moment in Alois HaShachar of Heir Penei HaMizrach. It's a later point in that frame. The Eliyarabba disagrees. He holds it needs the Heir Penei Kol HaMizrach. It's even a later. These are all fine points, which to us doesn't really make a difference because we're not fluent in these things. If we say 7 to 2 minutes is good enough, we don't really have an appreciation of what these things are. But at least it brings out the point of when does the day begin. So look what we've done over here so far. We've already described so far, we spoke about the Rambam. It's not a Maisa Gomer. The Charedim, it's not a Yom Gomor. Rashi, it's Gomor. It's just that it's a Gzera. Then we discuss, well, what is Elisa Shachar? It appears like a shachar is not a moment, it's a span of time. In that span of time, there are different parts. There is the earlier part called zero, then you come to a tkufa called a heir hamishrach, and then you come to a later tkufa heir called pnei hamishrach. Now, I'll now tell you the ultimate chiddush, not the ultimate chiddush, but there are other opinions that seem to indicate an incredible thing. Until now, I've been telling you there's Alois HaShachar, and then there is, in this span of time, there's a scale. And the later you go along this, you move along, you get more into the Madregot of Heir Pnei HaMizrach. It appears that there's another approach. Heir Pnei HaMizrach and Alois HaShachar are two passing ships in the evening. It's like what we said originally. Alois HaShachar is a scientific approach, is a very specific moment in time. And then there's another thing called Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Now get a load of this. You gotta be a real, real scientist to figure this out, because I am totally clueless. But supposedly there's some truth to this. Maybe someone can figure this out, and then you can go back into Chazal and your mind will be blown away. And that is, depending where the world is, now we know the world goes around the sun. And we know there's the moon gets in the way sometimes. And we know there are stars out there that have an effect. And the rotation of the earth, the winter, the summer. There are many factors that add to the day beginning, light appearing on the horizon. There are two, listen to the shocking thing I'm telling you now. Some people will laugh their head off hearing such a thing. I think it's totally nuts, but it seems that there's some validity to this. There are two different rays of light, or two different forms of illumination that contribute, come together to light up the horizon. There's something called Alois HaShachar, which appears to be related to the ball of the sun. And then there is some type of glow. You would say, if it would be the other way around, you would say a shadow, or a glow, or radiation, or some type of effect that causes there to be illumination in the sky that is not directly related to the proximity of the sun to the horizon. Of course, the sun, you need the sun for there to be a light. But you could have a time in the year when the sun is at a certain distance from the horizon, but there's more light in the sky at that time of the year than another time of the year when the sun is exactly that same distance from the horizon because of other factors, other variables of how the sun, where the sun is in the position relative to the moon, to the winter time, the summer time, and all of the different calculations.
Well, they have what they call astral dawn. I don't know if that's what's considered. It's before Alos is what they call astral dawn. I don't know if that means that. I don't know.
So it comes out that you could have a time when you have Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but it's not yet Alois HaShachar. Or you could have an Alois HaShachar, but it's not yet Pnei HaMizrach. There are two different elements. Two different elements which contribute together to bring light upon this world. It's a different form of light. It's all physical. We're not talking about anything spiritual. We're talking about physical light. Two different contributing elements of light coming forth, which lights up the sky. And one is not dependent on the other. Until now, we were saying, there's something called Alois HaShachar. And the more the time passes from the Zman of Alois HaShachar, the horizon lights up more and more and more and more. The first is, it could be Alois HaShachar, but it's still dark. Then the Mizrach lights up, and then Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. No. You could have Heir Pnei HaMizrach before Alois HaShachar. They're not dependent one on the other. And sometimes in the year, you'll have Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but it's not yet Alois HaShachar. And other times of the year, you'll have Alois HaShachar, and it's not Heir Pnei HaMizrach. In the Beis HaMikdash, the fellow who was on top of the Beis HaMikdash, he's called Barakoi. I see the Barak. I see the Barak. They would ask him, okay, very good, but Heir Pnei HaMizrach? Is there also, it's not, did enough time pass? Is there also, so what's very difficult about this approach is, how come you never had, in the Beis HaMikdash, a record of the lookout screaming, oh, Heir Pnei HaMizrach? And then they would say to him, Barakoi? If what we're saying is really true, that the two are totally independent one of another, and one can come before the other, depending on the time of the year, so why in the Gemara is there only a record of the lookout mentioning Barakoi and then being asked if there is Pnei HaMizrach? You should have it the other way around as well. He should say, hey, Pnei HaMizrach, and then they should ask him, Barakoi? But you don't have that in the Gemara. So that's a bit of a question, as to if this idea is correct. And Lemay Nafgemina, what is the Nafgemina? Because there are certain mitzvahs. Now here's where we get into the Nafgemina. The Nafgemina.
Well, the Gemara says in Emesai that there's an overlap every day of when you could still daven Maariv, but also start to daven Shacharis. About 20 minutes.
Okay. That's because of Kriya. That's Kriya. No, that's Kriya Shema. That's not Maariv.
Yeah. But it says there's an overlap. You could still daven Maariv because it's not daylight, but it's daylight enough.
Okay, tired of the staff.
Technically, there is some overlap.
Okay, all right. Okay, we'll talk about that. In Hanami. Now, where is this Nogel? This idea that I told you, how does it come into play? It comes into play regarding one mitzvah. I can't find it. Okay, I have to go back. There's a halacha. Give me 1 second. Okay, I don't. Okay, these are two zman. I'm forgetting. There is a halacha. If I'm not mistaken, that it says it does not. Is not dependent on Alois HaShachar. We typically follow Alois HaShachar, the term Alois HaShachar, for davening, for many, 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 many things. But there are certain category of mitzvahs that are not dependent on Alois HaShachar. The terminology is light. There should be light outside. Hey, there should be, I forgot what it is, a mitzvah that depends on seeing. You have to be. I'm just throwing out things which took me totally nonsense. The Kohen has to see the nega. When a Kohen comes to the clear, if a person is a mitzvah, so that it depends on, can the Kohen see the nega? Can he see the nega? You need to have light. When you need to have light, a mitzvah needs to have light, the beginning of day depends on Heir Pnei HaMizrach. When you need a mitzvah to be done at a time that's technically, halachically called Yom, but the issue of light is irrelevant, then you go Basar Alois HaShachar. Let's explain. Blowing Shofar. Blowing Shofar has nothing to do with the day, with daylight. There's a mitzvah de'oraisa to blow shofar on the first day of Tishrei. on the calendar day. If that's the case, so blow shofar at night. Blow shofar at night. Why do you have to blow shofar? If you blow on the calendar day, so as soon as it's Seisakai Chavim, at night, the night of Rosh Hashanah, no. The Torah wants all mitzvahs to be done by day, not by night. Okay, fine. But the Torah doesn't... We have a drashas. It's a drash. The Gemara makes a drash. The Gemara is a drash. I don't know. The Farish Gemara. Why it has to be done by day? But the drashas that we have only tell us it has to be done by halachic day. There is no halacha. You have to blow shofar outside in daylight. If you go into a basement and it's pitch black dark, and you blow shofar. And after it's already, you might say lechatchila. There is no issue whatsoever. You don't have to blow when this sun is shining. The sun is shining to indicate that now it is called a halachic day, but it's not dependent upon the sunlight. According to this mahalich, there are two different tekufos in defining day. There is alois hashachar, it's a moment. There is heir pnei hamizrach. That's also called a moment. These two moments have nothing to do with each other. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. They're two passing ships in the evening. And theoretically, and even actually possibly during the times of the year it can happen, when there can be something called Heir Pnei HaMizrach, in the east side of the horizon there is a glow, there's light. But yet that borok, that sliver of light that is called Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar represents like a sliver of light, is not to be found anywhere. And then you can have times when you can see that sliver of light, but it's still pitch black dark. There's no hair. They're two separate phenomenons of how the world rotates around on its own axis and around the sun, and how it interacts with the moon and other various factors in the atmosphere, and maybe if it's cloudy, there are a lot of unknowns to explain this. But what is the point we're trying to make? There are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that must be done during the halachic day, but you don't need there to be daylight. You can go into a basement in pitch black dark and shake a little of an estrog, yoytzei the mitzvah. You can blow shofar in pitch black darkness. On the other hand, there are certain mitzvahs. The reason why the Torah wants it to be done by day is because you need daylight to do the mitzvah. When the Kohen comes to look at the nega of a mitzvah and to make a declaration, are you tameh, you tohar, you can't do it at night. The Or HaNer is not valid. You have to have daylight. It must be done by day. When does the day, the halachic day, begin for that? Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Now, here's the question. When it comes to davening shachris, what is shachris? Is shachris a din in the halachic day? Or is shachris a din in daylight? We're not going now. We're not working now with the Rambam. The Rambam and the Haredim, they make this new distinction. The day, there's a day that's not really a day, and there's a Yom Gomor. We're not going there. Alois HaShachar is Yom Gomor. Yom Gomor, there's no ands, if, or buts, according to Rashi. But just because it's Yom Gomor, it's Yom Gomor for those mitzvahs that only demand a halachic day, a moment, time, on your watch. But with regard to mitzvahs that demand daylight, okay, you have to analyze which mitzvahs fall into that category. Maybe tzitzis, or re'isa moiso u'zachartim is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisa moisam, to fill into a certain degree, v'ro'u kol ame ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lech v'yodim imeko. Guess what? Just because on your watch it's halachic day, it's alois ha'shochar, we don't care. The day begins when there's enough light in the sky that that we can say the day is light. It's a different definition of day. It's a different zman. Now, here comes the clincher, the end. What then is shachars? What is the nature of davening tefillah shachars? Is the nature of davening tefillah shachars Hashem or litvax? Just follow the books. Yidaven shachris during the halachic day, yidaven mincha during the halachic end of the day, and yidaven ma'ariv during the halachic zman of ma'ariv. Just look at your watch. You ever go to the shul where they blow shofar and the makri? He has a watch. He has a watch. The kia, and he looks the watch. It makes me sick because the whole blowing the shofar just turns into a science. Just make sure that when he blows. The kia, when you have a shvarim teruah, it has to be this amount of time. And when he blows the real kia, and the whole thing, it's like I once dive in the place, and I was just shocked. Like, the person who's the makri, you wouldn't even know he's Jewish. It's like this is the kia shofar, you know, a little, you know, you got to add a little Baal Shem Tov into everyone. you can't be a pure litvak. Just look at the watch. The whole thing is about the watch. The whole mitzvah turns into the number of seconds. What is this over here? Just to watch the clock. Is that what shachris is? Shachris is to be davening during the tekufa when it's called halachic day. If that's what shachris is all about, then you know what? If you daven shachris after alois hashochar yotza, it's not a good idea because gezeira, or maybe it's not called the Yom Gomer, but yotza, because it's the halachic day. But if you learn that Tfilah Shachris is like Maris Negoyim, the din of davening Shachris is to daven when there's light outside. Part of the Tfilah is there should be daylight. Chazal make this, how do you know this? You have to have 12 windows. Daniel, when he was in prison, he made in his dungeon 12 windows. So he can see his tefillos go to the Shemayim. What do you see from that, from Daniel? And some shuls do this. You need daylight. There is an element, a dimension in the koyach of tefillah of light. Oh, so you mean shachris is not just on the watch? Shachris has to be done during the day when the day has to be defined by that. Oh, that's a different day. That day starts with Heir Pinei HaMizrach. Alois HaShachar has happened. Good for Alois HaShachar. We need there also to be Heir Pinei HaMizrach. What happens if it's Heir Pinei HaMizrach and it's not yet Alois HaShachar? It's also no good. Because Shachris also has to be daven during the halachic day. You can't have one without the other. You can't go turn on electrical lights. And then, oh, Heir Pnei HaMizrach. Yeah, that's anyway not going to be. But let's say you'll have the Shemayim has lit up. Oh, very good. You have the element of Heir Pnei HaMizrach, but you don't have the Lachak Day. Also no good. Along comes the Mechaber, and it's Mechadesh, that Tefillah Shachris is not like Lulav and Esrog. Tefillah Shachris is not like Shofar. Shofar and Lulav and Esrog is nothing to do with light. It has to do with Zman. Alois HaShachar, you're good to go. Shachris, Daniel, Kivein, 12, he made 12 windows. The day for Tefillah Shachris begins when it gets light outside. But it also has to be a halachic day. So you need there the element of Alois HaShachar and the element of Heir Pnei HaMizrach. And if you don't have them both, Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza to begin with. Two different beginnings of the day for different types of mitzvahs. Okay, the sarakol. Let's just summarize. Now, the last thing that woman. Now, I'm actually touched upon this. This is in regard to most mitzvahs. But there's another element. Kriya Shema. The zman Kriya Shema is b'shoch v'chom uvikumecha. When you wake up, when does a person wake up in the morning? So that's a big topic of discussion. People wake up even before Alois HaShachar. The Zman Kima is a different Zman. It has its own set of rules. It has its own set of rules. Maybe the Zman Halacha L'maisa, because all these things are so confusing, so we just have one size fits all. 72 minutes, everything, because we can't differentiate between Alisa Shachar and Pnei HaMizrach, Pnei Kol HaMizrach, Uvi Kumecha. What's called Uvi Kumecha? When does the average person get up? L'chayra, even before Alisa Shachar. We make the bracha Anoisin L'Sechvi Vina L'Havchin Ben Yoim Uvein Laila. Ben Laila. It's been proven, it's been discussed, the Sechvi does not crow Alois HaShachar. It crows way before. Long before Alois HaShachar, the Sechvi is making its noises, It's a time clock. It has nothing to do with light. It's a Zman of Kima. The Sechvi is the creature that has the sense, now it's time to get up, so you should be in position, you should be ready when it's Alois HaShachar, Peir Pnei HaMizrach, and you'll be in position to do what you're supposed to do when the Zman arrives. But you gotta get up before that. It's a different beginning of the day. That would technically mean that you can recite Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis even before Alois HaShachar. Halacha L'maaseh, again, we don't do all of these things because we're not experts in selecting all of the different Zmanim. But this, in truth, is really what we take out of this entire topic of discussion, is that the day has many, many different beginnings. For Kriya Shema, it can be an earlier Zman, a Zman of Uvi Kumecha, like when the Sechvi makes the noise. Then there's something called Alois HaShachar. We had a discussion, is Alois HaShachar a second, the scientific approach, or is Alois HaShachar a span of time? And it gets from earlier to later, one span of time. Or is Alois HaShachar a specific moment? And there's something called a new concept, called a concept called Heir Pnei HaMizrach, which has nothing to do with Alois HaShachar. Hay L'chud v'hay L'chud. It can even be Heir Pnei HaMizrach will happen before Alois HaShachar sometimes of the year, under unique circumstances, which is a difficult idea because you don't have in the Gemara where they ever asked the question the other way around. But it can be two different. Why would there be two different Zmanim? Because there are different types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs that are time-dependent, and there are mitzvahs that are dependent upon light. And the day begins for different mitzvahs at different points of time. And then we have the next element of the day, and you also see that, is by tzitzis. Tzitzis, when do you have in tzitzis? U'ri'isem o'isoy. U'zachartem. There's another zman. What's the zman of tzitzis? Tcheles. You have to be makir ben lovan l'tcheles. When is that? That's not heir p'nei ha-mizrach. Just because it's heir p'nei ha-mizrach and there is light, it's not enough light to be mavrin ben lovan l'tcheles, between karti l'tcheles. That's another element, another beginning of the day for this particular mitzvah. And then there is netzachama. The ball of the sun. You can't be in denial that the sun is here. And we have the incredible chiddush of the Rambam. Any ma'isa that you do, even with all of the lumdis, it's not called the ma'isa gomor until the sun rises. And the charedim that says, worse than that, is even more extreme, it's not called the yom gomor. So we take out of this is the beginning of the day, and also the other point we made in the very beginning is this whole concept that there should even be something called Alois HaShachar is off the charts because we have a principle of Lo'nidator Le'malachai HaShareis. When you go look at an Eshrek, how do you look at an Eshrek? With the microscope? When you look at an Eshrek, the halach is you're supposed to take the Eshrek, hold it at arm's length, as far away as you can from yourself, and look at it. Do you see any black dots? I don't see nothing. It looks good to me. If I'll take it this close and take a microscope, maybe I'll find a black dot under a microscope. Okay, that's not required. Le'nidna Torah le'malachei hasharis. If the average man cannot differentiate between Alois HaShachar before and after, how could it possibly be? Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it doesn't matter. That's how it is. The beginning of the day is an extremely complex moment. Each mitzvah appears to have its own unique beginning. And it's all in this parasha of the Shalcheinu Ki Olah HaShachar. There are different, there are many different dimensions, different elements into how the day begins. Okay, Rabbi Sai, now that the day has begun, I hope you have a much easier time ending the day. All right. Sei gesund.
Have a good day.
We didn't get to the teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Simchas by everyone. Simchas by you.